This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us in either way, whatever it is that pleases you. We also have a website, and hopefully you'll enjoy the features there. The main feature actually allows you to control the content of the site, so you can submit content. So maybe that's a link to a blog post you like somewhere, or a news post somewhere, or a YouTube video, whatever it is that you think's interesting. It could be fun, it could be outrageous, exciting, newsy. You submit it there, and then our listeners, everyone else, can vote on it. You vote up for something you like, and you can vote down things that you don't. Over at freetalklive.com, you do have to have a Reddit account. That's free. Our Free Talk Live account is free. You link them together in a very simple process, and then it makes it easy for you to interact with the website and the other listeners there at freetalklive.com. Let's get into the story that I teased at the very beginning of the show. We never actually got into it because we just jumped right into the phone calls.
Which we do here on Free Talk Live.
KWWL reporting in the Dubuque, Iowa area. Original story. Now, there's been an update on this original story. I'm going to share the original one with you first. A student at Dubuque Senior High School is suspended following the discovery Wednesday of a BB gun in a student's car, which was parked off campus in a nearby neighborhood. Dubuque Community School District Director of School and Community Relations. That's a long title. Mike Siz said in a press release, a parent noticed the BB pistol in the student's car and called police, who responded, located the student, and confiscated the BB gun.
Now, one thing I've got to say, I don't know, this is a pistol? Is that right?
BB pistol, presumably, yeah, it does say pistol.
So these BB pistols look realistic.
Mm-hmm.
There's no red tip on them or anything like that. So
that's because they actually shoot something.
Yep. And a good portion of the world is of the United States is petrified of firearms. Now, I don't think your firearm should. It's a bad idea to leave a firearm just sort of out and visible in a car anyway, because these things are valuable and people will break windows to get them.
Absolutely true.
And if you leave something that looks remarkably like a firearm, it may be completely inert. It may very well cause somebody to break the window and get it.
The incident is an important reminder that the school district and area law enforcement do not take the presence of these weapons lightly, said Dubuque Senior High School Principal Dan Johnson to parents in an email and voicemail that went out to the families that morning. KWWL questioned why a student would be suspended if a car and BB gun were both off school property. Siz provided the following explanation. This is the cop community relations bureaucrat. Quote, this morning's incident occurred adjacent to campus during arrival time while other students were present, Siz said. Police responded to the location of the vehicle as well as to senior high school at the time, not knowing what, if any, threat may have existed given this. There was a significant disruption to the learning environment, and having the student on campus would have continued that disruption throughout the day. Now, hold on a second. Who was it that disrupted the environment for learning in this story?
Sounds like the government bureaucrats did.
Right, because he left the gun in his car. So it wasn't like he brought the BB gun to school and was showing it off. It wasn't like he was, you know, plinking at some cans on the track and field or something like that. It wasn't like he had the gun in any way to show off to people, which would have caused a buzz. People would have snitched him out for that. So it was when the police showed up and made a scene that education was disrupted, if any education was actually going on that day.
Well, so often government is treated like a force of nature, and the people that are involved in government, which is all government is, people, they're not held to any standard. They don't have any responsibility for their action. You know, obviously, if they find a handgun in an unoccupied, or, you know, a BB gun or whatever it is, in an unoccupied car, they've got to do, you know, go crazy. And I think it really just depends where you are as to how big of a deal this is. So I swear Kids came to school at my school with guns in their gun racks and their pickup trucks.
Wow. And that was not that long ago.
Maybe I'm just remembering wrong. I don't know. But I can tell you that I've got a next door neighbor. He talks about how he used to go to school. He'd carry his rifle with him. To, you know, he's an older man, to be able to shoot dinner. Either on the way
stories,
or on the way back, and they had a place in the mudroom for them to put their rifles.
It is the district's practice to suspend students involved in similar instances while the investigation is conducted by police and administrators, and the facts can be determined. Disciplinary action, if any, is based upon the results of that investigation. They sent out an email, and they actually give you a copy of that. But there is an update on the story from the same station, KWWL. They say that apparently they will not be disciplining the student, which seems kind of contradictory, right? Because he was already suspended from school for a day over this. But yet, on the other hand, they're claiming that they're not going to discipline him. This, according to the Dubuque Community School District Director of School and Community Relations, Mike Siz. He said,
would it make you feel better if they called this being sent home as opposed to a suspension?
Siz said the one-day suspension that happened was never a disciplinary action. That's just standard procedure during an investigation. Nothing, not even the suspension, will go on the student's permanent record.
Permanent record. You know, I'd love to hear about this permanent record. Like, this thing matters.
On Wednesday, the parent notified, or noted to talk about this story again here, and then they actually say that they've gotten multiple calls. So the story was reported originally. And according to Lieutenant Scott Baxter of the Dubuque Police Department, they received multiple calls from all over the country. The story is apparently gaining national attention in regard to how the school district handled it and how we handled it, said Lieutenant Baxter. Student safety is the top priority for both of us all the time. The school district acted within their policies and procedures, and we acted within our policies and procedures, the Constitution in this case. We understand. They're claiming this was constitutional. That's what they're saying. We understand.
The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Mm.
That's what I hear.
Well, he wasn't keeping or bearing it. It was in his car, apparently, at that point. So maybe you don't have any rights to things that are
that's
in your car.
That's keeping it.
We understand the Second Amendment, he says, and how important that is to people. We understand some of the concerns that people felt, and maybe that we or the school overstepped our boundaries, but we feel the exact opposite. We responded accordingly, and with the top priority being student safety. We feel that in this case it could have been a potentially deadly situation. Really? A BB gun.
Well, whether it's a BB gun or not, they wouldn't.
How are you going to kill someone
with a gun
with
that
a BB gun?
With a gun that you don't possess, I think is really
the
biggest issue here.
We have this individual's seen. It says we have this individual's seen brandishing a weapon right across the street from a high school and within a few hundred feet of the college. So we have potentially 1,600 high school students and how many thousand college students in that immediate area. This gun looks realistic. We have no reason to believe it is not real, given what has happened in this country in the last 20 or 30 years with active killer situations, mass killings. We can't afford to treat these situations lightly, to fail to respond, and then have something happen.
So there have been plenty of people called on for brandishing things with little red tips on them, you know, toys with red tips on them. You know, I just don't know where the line is supposed to be. It's a really unwise thing to go, you know, slinging a handgun around. And these BB guns look for all the world like them. But the airsoft guns looked like them, too, except for the red tip. And we've had people called for Nerf guns. You know, it's a crazy world out there. And I don't know, you know, where the right and the wrong is on this, because I do think that police are held to a standard. You know, where were the police in this instance is always the question when something bad happens.
Lieutenant Baxter said also there's a city ordinance in place which considers BB guns as weapons. He said,
this is crazy. I mean, when I was 1981, maybe 82, thereabouts, I was 12 years old. I think is when I got my first BB gun.
And sounds about the right age for that. Yeah.
Me and my friend John, we would go around. This is a residential neighborhood in Florida. Nothing bananas. We'd go around and, you know.
You chase each other, right?
Well, we wouldn't shoot each other. No, we'd shoot, you know, we'd
shoot lizards and stuff.
Lizards, dragonflies, and we'd terror on anything that.
Little boys love doing that stuff.
You know, cardboard and tin cans and a variety of things.
So he goes on to say that it's not necessarily illegal to possess the BB guns or shoot them in some cases, but you have to fall within the ordinance guidelines. And in this particular case, that didn't happen. So, according to the story, the BB gun is considered a weapon by police, and so Baxter said that the police department has the right to confiscate the weapon until the court case is completely processed. Oh, yes, that's right. There's a court case here. The very last line in the story, if you don't read all the way to the end, you don't know that, yes, this young man will be facing a misdemeanor charge for weapons possession because of this.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country, with a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers. How can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts here. Bring up whatever you want, though we are talking about another ludicrous example of zero tolerance where a young man is in trouble. He's facing a misdemeanor charge for possession of a weapon. What's the weapon? A BB gun. Where was it? In his car, off of school campus. So we'll tell you more about that. You can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. You can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And I want you to know about shinybadges.com. If you've been listening to Free Talk Live for a while, whether it's live or via podcast, you probably have heard the Shiny Badges jingle. It is very catchy. And maybe you haven't yet gone. Go to shinybadges.com to check out their new causes tab. I mean, Shiny Badges has always had a great product, but now there's an extra reason to check it out and buy a Shiny Badge. There's going to be, when you buy, for instance, the Silk Road pin, a portion of the purchase price will be donated to the Ross Ulbricht Legal Defense Fund. When you buy the Cop Block badge, it'll benefit Cop Block. The anonymous pin benefits Electronic Frontier Foundation. So there are more. Go and check out the causes tab at shinybadges.com and get yourself some quality Liberty products that can start a conversation with your neighbors and support the causes you believe in. Plus, you get a free gift when you pay with Bitcoin at shinybadges.com. Let's go to the phones to the fun. We've got Charlie on the line. He's listening in Nashville. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi there. This thing you're just talking about, man, I can't believe so much stupidity going on out here when you people like that. But what the kid, I hope the kid learns a lesson. I don't know if cars, I haven't had one so long. I don't know if he even got glove compartments anymore like they used to have. But if they do, he needs to, if he's going to have something like that again, although he won't get that one back because one of the cops will keep it for himself, but as they always do. But anyway, the next time he ought to put it in the glove compartment, keep it out of sight. And when I had guns, I had long guns once, kept them in my trunk, and a 25 auto kept it up in my shirt pocket. But I had a friend of mine, oh, he was really smart. For his windows, he installed one-way mirrors all the way around, didn't have a trunk in it.
So well, in a lot of places, you can't get away with putting one-way mirrors in as windows.
Yeah, that might have been back in the day.
Interesting idea. Charlie, thanks for your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, his idea sounds okay on its face, right? Like, this young man got in trouble at school because he left a gun out in his car. The car was parked off campus, but somebody snitched him out. Some concerned person called the police, and they ended up taking him out of school. He got suspended for a day. Now he's facing a misdemeanor criminal charge. Certainly, had his gun been in the glove box, this probably never would have happened. But if you have a gun in your glove box, whatever kind of gun it is, keep in mind that you shouldn't have anything else you need in that glove box. So if you get pulled over and you have to go for a registration, for instance, many people will keep that in the glove box as well. And let me tell you, if you go for a registration with a cop sitting at the window, you pull that glove box open and that cop spies that gun in there,
it's going to be a bad day.
That cop could very well draw down on you. That cop could very well shoot you. At the very least, you may end up with a weapons charge and or just an angry cop. So I would recommend if you're going to keep a gun in a glove box, do not keep the registration in the same place. Keep it in your center console or, you know, vice versa. Keep the gun in some sort of a lockbox on the floor and the passenger side versus wherever it is something else you need is.
And, well, I believe that in many states you're legally obliged to, if it's a firearm, to advise, and this is a BB gun, and it is not a firearm.
If you're a concealed weapons permit holder in a lot of states, is my understanding. I don't know if you're just legally obliged, period. Maybe you are. Either way, if you are legally obliged, if the law says you're supposed to tell a cop about having a gun and you don't have a concealed weapons permit, you probably shouldn't tell the cop about that.
If there's something...
That's not legal advice, just a suggestion.
If there's something that looks like a gun in your glove compartment next to your registration and proof of insurance and, you know, the whole thing, you probably should just go ahead and let the officer know before you go in that glove box. That's what I'm saying.
If something looks like a gun but is not in point of fact.
Whatever it is, like let's have this conversation before everything goes pear-shaped.
Let's go to Lewis in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, listening to WKBK. Hey, Lewis.
Hi. Yeah. No, I'm just calling because whenever you have zero tolerance like this, it goes to absolutely extreme paranoid extremes. Like, for instance, like this case, there was the young boy in Texas who literally just took his fingers and went pew, pew, and he was suspended from school for criminal threatening. They charged this elementary school kid.
There's more than one instance like this.
Yes, there was one in Virginia where a little boy in art class drew a picture of a gun, and he was, it was in Virginia, I think. And the same thing, they suspended him and sent him home.
There's one with a Pop-Tart.
He was violent.
Yep.
You know?
There's one with a Pop-Tart. The kid bit the Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun and then brandished it all about the classroom.
Right. And then what happens is now what you're going to do is you're going to make these kids paranoid. I mean, how psychologically damaging is it for a kid, you know, to be doing something harmless like that and be sent home?
It also sounds like the fruit of the forbidden tree. Oh, well, this sounds like something we got to try out.
Well, actually, too, I mean, when you look at what they're doing with the schools now, I mean, they've decided that you have to protect the kids from everything. And you have now school sports down in Connecticut. Everybody gets a trophy for showing up because it's too traumatic for the kids to lose. There are school systems that are banning proms because, or if they have proms, they're not letting you ask dates. Everybody goes stag because it's too traumatic to be turned down for a date.
Wow, I haven't heard about that one.
Yeah, and then, of course, there's killer dodgeball. They're banning the dodgeball because it's too violent.
Yeah, this is now, when you've gone too far. When you're messing with the dodgeball, because that was the most fun that I had in all of school, was the ability to peg my friends across the basketball court in playing dodgeball.
But also all of these things like the sports and the prom, you know, these things. This is how kids learn to deal with frustration. You learn that something goes wrong, you learn to cope with it. And when they take this away from the kids, then what happens is they get out into the real world and they experience failure and they don't know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
Like that school shooting they had in Connecticut. Again, this kid went out after being protected from all of this frustration and went to go live with some family in another state and had trouble finding a job. He couldn't deal with the frustration, went back to got his mother's gun and went in an open fire. This kid never learned to deal with the frustration. Maybe if the schools had let everything take its course, you know, you deal with the bullies yourself, okay, you get beamed with the dodgeball. Well, pick up the ball and hit somebody else with it. Don't ban the thing. And then we're probably going to be raising a generation of serial killers.
Because Lewis, I really appreciate I appreciate your call.
They don't know how to deal with the frustration.
I'm with you, man, and I think there's a lot of problems with government schools, and you've certainly gone over a number of them. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the call tonight, Lewis. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That is brought to you by ProXPN, and we'll tell you about that coming up here in a moment. You can take control of these airwaves. Your thoughts on zero tolerance, the guy with a BB gun in his car off of school campus. How far do their powers extend anyway? It's Free Talk Live.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and this is the live Saturday edition of the program. You may dial toll-free here to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That toll-free number is brought to you by ProXPN. If you care about online privacy, ProXPN is something you really need to have. And you can get it for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. If you're a Linux user or some sort of alternative operating system user, there are options for you. The setup's a little bit different. You can get in touch with ProXPN through their support department to help you out with that. But most everybody can use ProXPN. And right now, if you're not using ProXPN, well, you should be concerned because your internet service provider is probably logging every website that you visit, every search term that you enter, and keeping those logs for up to 5 years. You can stop that from happening by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Get started with ProXPN. There's a free account. You can just give it a try and see how it works out for you. But the free account is limited in that you cannot do private torrenting. You cannot select your server that you want. You cannot. You don't also have unlimited bandwidth with the free account. But if you upgrade to premium, you get all that. Unlimited bandwidth, different servers around the world to connect to, and more. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use our discount code when you're ready to upgrade to premium. The code is FTL20. That means 20% off for the lifetime of your account. That's FTL20 to save 20%. And you'll save even more, actually. If you're buying the annual plan, you can pay that in Bitcoin, and you'll save even more that way. If you're just using the regular discount code with the credit card, then you can get the price down to $5 a month, which is a shockingly low price for the amount of privacy protection that you're going to get from proxpn.com/FTL, promo code FTL20. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee with proxpn.com/FTL. Let's go to Dana in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hello, Dana.
Good evening.
Hey. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, this issue with the student that was charged with this BB gun, I'm a retired police officer and school resource officer and dealing with the kids on a daily basis. And you get worried about something like this where an individual has a weapon in his car like that. He's off school property, but I'll use Virginia Beach, for example. He's under what's called the code of conduct, which they start with him and his parents would sign at the beginning of the school year that covers them from doorstep to doorstep. So technically, when he walks out of his house, he's under the code of conduct under the school division's rules and regulations.
Now, is this ridiculous. Just when he steps out of the house to go to school, or right. What if he returns home, steps into the house, and then steps out and does something, you know, untoward?
Right, right. As soon as he steps out of his house, let's say he has to be in high school at 7:20, he leaves at 6:55. When he steps out of the house, he's under, because a school bus stop, even though it's on a city corner, is under the school code of conduct.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. So I'm kind of curious in this case, he parked off campus. It makes me think he's, you know, lives close to campus, perhaps. And then, you know, at that point, he could
maybe
very well.
Maybe he knew he had a gun in his car and didn't want to park on campus.
It could be that, too.
That's true. And probably he didn't have a parking permit to park in the school lot. A lot of kids would do that.
Dana, I've got a question for you about the code of conduct. So, and you may not know the answer to this as just a school resource officer. This may not have been, you know, your area of expertise, but I've got you here.
Yeah,
someone
asked. We read it.
Okay, but the question is, so you're saying the student and the parents have to sign this code of conduct prior to the school year. What if the student does not sign it?
It's interesting. The school can actually take action saying you can't attend our schools until that is done. It's a requirement.
Now, in a lot of places, school attendance is compulsory, meaning that if somebody is not attending schools, a young person is not attending schools, that they could go after the parents or whoever the guardians are of that young person and charge them criminally. So if neither the parents nor the student agree to the code of conduct, then the school rejects the students to be allowed to go to school there. Can there then be a prosecution against the parents for not signing it? Or would they then be scot-free?
For not getting them to school because they're required to bring them to school unless they plan on homeschooling them.
They didn't sign the code of conduct, so how could they bring him to school if he's been disallowed?
It turns into like a civil issue. It doesn't become a criminal issue because in my 10 years as a school resource officer out of my 30-year career, never really took a parent to school because they didn't sign the code of conduct form.
Well, I imagine everyone signs the code of conduct.
Right. I mean, it's basically coerced. I mean, essentially what you have here is a situation
it's
where
rare. It's going to be quite rare that that would happen.
It's rare that people,
from my experience.
Right. I mean, if you had a situation where, you know, you're 18 years old, you signed a contract that said you would obey all the laws of the United States, even though you hadn't read the things, you know, it would be a stupid, useless contract because you're essentially coerced into doing it.
Right. And the schools are holding it, saying, they're going to hold it up and say, you signed this. This says you've read the code of conduct. But I know probably 90% of the kids probably haven't. And whenever they've gotten in trouble with me, I'd say the very first thing that I tell them is, I don't hate you, okay? Because sometimes their parents drumming into them, you know, the cops are bad, don't do anything to get their attention, stuff like that. But I would tell the kids, because they can tell the kid's going to be in trouble with their parents. If not a high majority of the time, the parents in the school can take care of business, unless it's something really bizarre. Now, if he's on school property, it's a little different. He's probably going to be recommended for expulsion and some prior protocols that are going to follow that. And
in this case, the young man is not going to be disciplined at school. However, he is going to be facing a misdemeanor criminal charge for weapons possession.
Look at it. It's a BB gun. In Virginia, it wouldn't qualify because it doesn't have an explosive charge like gunpowder to send around.
That's good to know. And I don't think would happen in New Hampshire either. But thanks for the call, Dana. I appreciate the expertise tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Freddie is in Virginia Beach as well, listening to WNIS. Go ahead, Freddie.
Well, I'm so glad I just heard Dana call because I have a daughter who's going to start, kindergarten in the fall here in Virginia Beach, but I have no idea about this code of conduct. I was going to have to swear allegiance that my child would never do anything that they didn't want that my child to do when she walked out the front door. So now I'm not sending my daughter to public school. I'm going to put her in private school. I'm going to find a decent private school and send her to, because I'm not about to sign a code of conduct that says that my daughter, if she does anything untowards that the city of Virginia Beach does not like, then therefore she's going to be in trouble. I never knew about this. Like I said, she's just starting.
Wow.
In the fall. I never knew. And it's not going to happen now, because I will not sign her freedom away to them if they think that
awesome.
Yeah. I think it's going to happen more and more, the same situation, because the fact is the schools are cracking down. The zero tolerance is getting out of control, and parents don't want to subject their kids to it. Now, the problem is that you're forced to pay for the public school, whether you send your kid or not, and that makes it a bit of a financial hardship for a lot of people. But, you know, I mean, in many states, Texas and Mississippi especially, they're arresting kids for things as crazy as, you know, writing on a desk and doing a bunch of stuff. Kids below the age of 10, it's the stuff we've read is bananas.
Stuff that everybody's done, or most people have done or known someone who's done in school. A lot of it is now criminal. And in Texas, thousands of students have been arrested and charged with Class C misdemeanor. Charges for things like, you know, mooning their buddies when the bus is pulling away and things like that. So,
nothing wrong with a good mooning.
Just keeps getting more insane. Freddie, any other thoughts you want to share?
Well, it just seems like I wish these so-called educators would focus more on teaching children as to disciplining them. I understand that, you know, there are parents out there who are not taking care of their children the way my wife and I do ours, and perhaps you guys do yours as well. Not everybody's the same, but they need to focus more on teaching the children. But I'm not sitting there. She's going to private school now. I'm just not going to do it, man.
There are a lot of good reasons to get your child out of the government schools. But even then, you might find private schools are disappointing. I mean, I think they're generally better than government schools, but many of them sort of still have the same Prussian education model as the government school system does.
Exactly.
You may want to also look into, depending on how much time resources you have, homeschooling and or unschooling are both interesting options to explore as well. So while you're looking at options, I'd say put them all on the table. And Freddie, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, sir. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can share your experiences with dumb school policies. Maybe as a student or as a parent or as a teacher, you can take control here at 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants on our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. You can do it via toll-free at number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That number is brought to you by ProXPN. You can also do it via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us there. You do have to send a contact request first if you're going to do Skype. It'll be approved, and then after that you can call us no problem there. Don't forget to check out our website at freetalklive.com. If you have a mobile device and you would like quick access to our live streams as well as the podcast, you can just go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. If you're just tuning in to bring you up to speed, the story on the table, now you can call about anything, but the story on the table is a young man who is in trouble. He's got a misdemeanor charge coming at him in Dubuque, Iowa for having his car parked off campus with a BB gun inside. Now, he made the mistake, as many teenagers do. We're always making mistakes, even in our adult years. You constantly learn from your mistakes. So hopefully he's
learning. Teenagers seem to concentrate them.
Yeah. Well, because a lot of them you're making for the first time. Many of us will make our mistakes over and over again until we finally learn. Hopefully he'll learn this one pretty quickly, that you don't leave a BB gun out where somebody walking by the car can see the gun. So that's what happened. Somebody called the cops. The cops came in. They made a hubbub at the school, and they arrested this guy.
Yeah, I wonder how many times he said, "It's just a BB gun."
Exactly. And it was in his car, not in his possession, not a threat to anybody whatsoever. But nonetheless, they freaked out, and now he is going to be facing some sort of consequences for it. You're welcome to share your thoughts on this or zero tolerance in general. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Jeff, listening in Aberdeen, KBKW in Washington. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Welcome, sir. Great.
I just wanted to jump in on this. You know, here in Washington State, a BB gun isn't considered a weapon, just like the gentleman, I believe he was from, or Lewis, I think that was his name. I'm a felon. I committed a felony when I was a kid, and I'm allowed to own BB guns. The state here does not see that as a weapon because it doesn't have powder. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't discharge an actual bullet.
Wait a second. So I'm a felon, too, and well, the state doesn't consider it a firearm. Now, the question is I'm sure...
You're talking about New Hampshire, Mark, right?
I bet you... Look, the fact is that no state considers a BB gun to be a firearm. But in this instance, at the end of the article, they did kind of specify that under certain circumstances, they can call a BB gun a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And likely, they're calling it a deadly weapon because it was, you know, for whatever reasons, it has something to do with the way it was stored or the brandishing of it. Or
it doesn't say
sort of
deadly weapon. It just says possession of a weapon.
Possession of a weapon. But a weapon is only a weapon when it's deadly is the idea. And I think that what's going on here is that they're probably charging him for somebody having seen him have this handgun replica thing outside of his vehicle is what I likely believe that is going on here.
I just can't help to think this is more of the nanny state kind of junk that we've got going on all over the country. You know, how they want to protect our children from all the badness that goes on. When I was a kid, if I got bullied, if I went home with a black eye, you know, my mother told me, punch him back, fight back. You know, you got to stand up for yourself. And if we keep accepting this, the schools wanting to do something to our children for them making mistakes. I mean, whatever happened with calling the parents in and saying, hey, your child broke the rules. What do you want to do about it? Because that's what they used to do with me.
Well, the school resource officer that just called in said that the vast majority of when he was working, the vast majority of issues could be handled by the parents in the school. But I think that over time, especially since the Columbine incident, schools are handling fewer and fewer of these incidents and the police are handling more and more. And police only have one system, and that system gives your kids, you know, it's worse than the school's permanent record. It really is a permanent record.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, you know, like you guys were talking about a little bit ago, how they're banning dodgeball because it's a violent, you know, activity. That was, like you said, that was the best thing I had in school back then. It was fun. And kids still enjoy it. They, you know, my kids play dodgeball at home. So
it was one of the only sports I liked in physical education class. I hated running and hated football and
soccer.
You
get to play dodgeball whenever it rained outside and there was supposed to be some sort of outdoor activity, you know, one of those things that was, you know, just no fun at all. And then it was like, oh, yeah, well, it's pouring down rain. I guess we'll play dodgeball. And everybody's,
yay!
You know, it's a big deal.
Yeah,
Jeff, anything else?
The schools are just getting out of control nowadays, though. And most people can't afford to send their kids to private school. And now we got the federal government cracking down on homeschooling. You know, we got Eric Holder going after homeschoolers because they're training, you know, violent extremists or whatever.
Wow, I hadn't heard about that headline yet. That's interesting.
It's ridiculous. Oh, yeah, they're targeting homeschools all over the country right now.
Well, you know,
they're not meeting the standards.
What is a parent supposed to do? I mean, if a parent feel like they can't afford a private school, and they don't really, for whatever reason, feel like they can unschool or have homeschooling for their child, then
homeschooling is the most expensive option.
The most expensive?
It's the most expensive because a parent has to stay home in many cases.
What about unschooling?
I know Ron Paul has his own homeschooling program that's free up to sixth grade,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's one option me and my wife are looking into because we're just getting tired of all that BS that goes on at the school, you know? Totally.
I'm with you. Well, the thing is, even if you're tired of the BS and the government schools, and there's a lot of it to be tired of, and there's always something new, even if you're tired of it, they still take your money. Even if you manage to pull your child out and put them in a private school or unschool or homeschool, they're still getting whatever the arbitrary amount is that they've demanded out of you. And I have to wonder, when will parents finally rise up and refuse to pay for these schools? I mean, look, if you're not going to use the schools, if you don't support the curriculum, why would you want to pay for them? Why? Well, because the government will steal your home.
Unless you run your own business, though, that's up to the employer. You know, I've talked to my employer numerous times about not taking my federal taxes out because
In Washington, are you saying property taxes don't go to support the schools there? Because that's usually how it is in most places.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I think it comes out of property taxes.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying.
So
if you as parents don't pay the property tax, then they're likely going to come and take the house. But what if a group of parents were to come together for this purpose and have a protest about, look, we're not going to pay these taxes because we're not sending our kids to the schools and we don't value the curriculum. Why should you be forced to pay for something that you don't value? I thank you, Jeff, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But, of course, that's a pretty big risk, right? Most people don't want to take a risk like that. And most people aren't in a position, even if they do own a home, they don't really own it. The bank owns it. And while the bank owns the home under a mortgage situation, you've signed a contract agreeing to pay for the property taxes. Every mortgage contains a provision about paying property taxes.
I don't know what the percentage of people that are paying property taxes or is paying mortgages on their single their primary residence, but I would imagine you're talking about
90%,
especially 80%. Kids, parents with school-age kids,
yeah.
I'll bet you're in the 90% range,
yeah, probably
but I was
95%.
In the 80% and up.
So, I mean, it seems like a fantasy, but to me, that seems like the only way you're going to change these things. I mean, what, you're going to do run for school board? Maybe have a slim chance in hell of possibly getting elected after a few tries for school board, and then what, you're one vote out of nine or something like that, and you'll never have any chance of getting things through the system to try to actually change it from within.
You mentioned unschooling, and people are usually familiar with homeschooling. They're not usually familiar with unschooling.
It's worth looking into.
So unschooling, yeah, you can Google it. But we do this at home with my son. I call it family-directed learning. And what it is we don't have a curriculum. I know what my son needs to learn, and, at this point, and we sort of focus him in that direction as best we can, but you're only going to learn the things you're excited about learning. So he's excited about, getting on the computer and watching, videos on how to build Legos. We make him type in everything that he wants to look for. How do you say that? How do you sound it out? So he's already reading above his grade level. Hopefully we'll have him writing and typing above his grade level shortly, mm-hmm. too.
Very exciting stuff. I don't know if you know of one particular unschooling website, but certainly you can Google it. It's a neat idea.
Yeah, you'll find whatever works for you. People have all kinds of different activities. I mean, it's as wide wide and weird as there are parents.
All right, so we have more on the way here. Your thoughts certainly welcome on the student who is in trouble now. He's looking at a misdemeanor charge for weapons possession for having a BB gun in his car. And, of course, they're probably presuming it was his, but what if one of his friends left it there? I guess he might have copped to it, might have admitted it to the police, which, of course, always a good idea to keep your mouth shut if the police are questioning you about things like this. But you're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-453. We have a full hour remaining here on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. And there's other stuff in the news to talk about as well, including drones and girls on the beach. All in the same article. You can take control of the airwaves here. And there's also a Florida couple who's been fined for feeding homeless people. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next. You take control.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in the series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.